That's the first poem I ever heard at an interdenominational Sunday school. I'm sitting at a piano on Bloor Street near a subway that you'll hear thundering by occasionally, and I've got sort of my collected works around me. I'm going to read from the Red Heart, first of all, and I'm going to occasionally call forth from the piano pieces of music that really make a comment on the poems in a sort of way. This is Antichrist as a child. Antichrist as a child. When Antichrist was a child, he caught himself tracing the capital letter A on a windowsill and wondered why, because his name contained no A. And as he crookedly stood in his mother's flower garden, he wondered why she looked so sadly out of an upstairs window at him. He wondered why his father stared so whenever he saw his little son walking in his soot-colored suit. He wondered why the flowers and even the ugliest weeds avoided his fingers and his touch. And when his shoes began to hurt because his feet were becoming hooves, he did not let on to anyone for fear they would shoot him for a monster. He wondered why he more and more dreamed of eclipses of the sun, of sunsets, ruined towns and zeppelins, and especially inverted, upside-down churches. The school globe. Sometimes when I hold our faded old globe that we used at school to see where oceans were and the five continents, the lines of latitude and longitude, the North Pole, the equator, and the South Pole, sometimes when I hold this wrecked blue cardboard pumpkin, I think, here in my hands rest the fair fields and lands of my childhood, where still lie or still wander old games, tops, and pets. A house where I was little and afraid to swear, because God might hear and send a bear to eat me up. Rooms where I was as old as I was high, where I loved the pink clenches, the white, red, and pink fists of roses, where I watched the rain that heaven's clouds threw down in puddles and rutfuls and irregular mirrors of soft brown glass upon the ground. This school globe is a parcel of my past, a basket of pluperfect things. And here I stand with it sometime in the summertime, all alone in an empty schoolroom, where about me hang old maps and abacus, pictures, blackbirds, empty desks. If I raise my hand, no tall teacher will demand what I want. But if someone in authority were here, I'd say, give me this old world back, whose husk I clasp, and I'll give you in exchange the great sad real one that's filled, not with a child's remembered and pleasant skies, but with blood, pus, horror, death, stepmothers, and lies.